Today is May the 28th, 2014. And you tuned in to the Wednesday night service of the Weatherby House Church. Do we have a selection? How about 374? 374. Remember this tune? You're going down the valley one by one, with our faces toward the setting of the sun, down the valley where the mournful cypress grows, where the storm of death and silence onward flows. We are going down the valley one by one when the labors of the weary day are done. One by one the cares of earth forever pass, we shall stand upon the river bank at last. We're going down the valley one by one, human comrade, you or I will there have none, but a tender hand will guide us lest we fall. Christ is going down the valley with us all. We don't know the tune of that, so we'll sing the one across the page, Does Jesus Care? Does Jesus care when my heart is faint, too deeply for myrrh or song? As the burden is pressed and the cares distress, and the way grows weary and long. Oh yes, He cares, I know He cares. Yes, all is back with my dreams. All the days are weary and long, I dreary, I know, my Savior cares. When my way is dark, with a nameless dread and fear, as the day my faith is to be my change, does He care enough to be near? Does Jesus care when I cry in fear? To resist such temptation strong, for to light me free, there is no relief, for my fears grow up with my calm. Does Jesus care when I say goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? When I set heart aches, though nearly wet, is God speaking, does He care? Oh yes, He cares, I know He cares. His heart is touched with my dreams. When the days are weary or long, my dreary, I know, my Savior cares. Is a charming sound, our Lord is hearing filled with the echo shouting sound, and all the saints shall hear. They first and drive away to save the rebellious man. And all the steps that grace displays, this through the wondrous plan, grace first inscribed my name. In God's eternal book, was grace that gave me to the Lamb, who all my sorrows took. They spread my roving feet in friends of every world, and new supplies each hour I need, while pressing on to God. They start my song to pray, and
Very much deliver them. Now, for all of God's people, even though sometimes it may not seem like it, God is going to ultimately deliver all of God's people. I mean, that should go without saying. A lot of people would say that even God's elect could fall and all of this stuff, but we're truly blood bought by Jesus Christ. Jude says, now to him who is able to keep you from falling. We can't keep ourselves from falling, that's for sure. But one of the things that we find is that Joshua came against unsurmountable odds, and God delivered him time and time and time again. And in the 5th chapter of Joshua, the 13th verse, in the past when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said to him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? Captain, the Lord of hosts, said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, the place wherein thou standest holy. And Joshua did so. Well, we see that Joshua had the favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord's servant on his side. You can never fail when you've got the Lord on your side, even though it seems that you're coming up against insurmountable odds. You know, we can see this also with in the New Testament, where there were many times when Paul was delivered. He was delivered out of jail. Peter was delivered out of jail. Paul and Silas were delivered out of jail. Paul was led over a basket, in a basket over a wall to escape. Even though Paul was shipwrecked, still saved. We see that many of the disciples were also delivered in very, very stringent circumstances. So if you're going through a time in your life where it seems as though there's no deliverance on the horizon, we need to look up and realize that God is still on the throne for His people. I believe we are living in the last days. I believe that I know that there's been many, many people say that for many, many years. I mean, I can remember people saying that when I was a kid. We're living in perilous times. Well, my question is, if we were living in perilous times then, what are we living in now? Comparing to what it was when I was a kid, our society has gotten more and more debauched and more into moral relativity and the denial of any absolutes. We now have the record of the visit of Pope Francis Israel. You see the absolute blasphemy that took place over there between all of these different religions, including the Muslims, the Greek Orthodox Church, the Roman Catholic Church, Judaism, the Jesuits. What a mishmash. And people say that there's never going to be a world religion. We already have a world religion. That all of these factions coming together under the guise of peace. But we should be really rejoicing now, because we should be looking up and realizing that our redemption is drawing near. And there we see all of these things on every side of us, we should be realizing this life as we know it is coming to a close. And it seems as though our families, friends, and people who were once close to us and near and dear to our hearts now have turned another way. And and have bought into this new world order, this new world system, this new world religion. All religions are coming together, and now what is eventually going to happen is they're all going to embrace Roman Catholicism. And they're all going back to Rome. And if we do a close study of the Book of Revelation, you'll find that this beast, this whore of Babylon, the Antichrist is going to come out of the city that sits on seven hills, that's clothed in purple and scarlet. It can be nothing other than the Roman Catholic Church. John Calvin and Martin Luther had it right way back then. They called it the Antichrist system. And it's not gone away. It's become stronger and stronger and stronger. Now we have a Jesuit priest at its helm, a Jesuit pope at its helm. Now we have all of the kings of the earth going and bowing down and giving obeisance and obedience and showing loyalty and being servant to the Roman Catholic Church. So I believe that we are living in the very last of the last days. So even though we may be tired, we may be exhausted, we may say, what's worth going on? You know, that song, I Feel Like Traveling On. Sometimes we may not feel like traveling on. We may feel more like throwing in the towel. Saying, I don't feel like traveling on at all. Only God can give us the victory. There's victory in Jesus. There's not victory in our own flesh. And Paul talked about that quite a bit in his ministry here. He said that it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. God that showeth mercy. He said the foundation of God's man is sure he knows where he is. He also said that whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. That we've been chosen in him before the foundation of the world, and that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It seems like sometimes things come against us to seek it. Separate us from our fellowship and communion with Christ. Whether it may be something financial, something physical, something that's going on in our families, whatever it is, the devil likes to play havoc with God's elect. He likes to try to bring out as much chaos in their lives as he is allowed to bring. I.e., look at Job. Job's family was taken from him. All of his material goods were taken from him. All his financial wealth was taken from him. And ultimately, even his health was taken from him. And I believe that we are on the verge of entering into the Great Tribulation. Now, I know a lot of people will disagree with me, which is fine. I don't claim to be a expert in eschatology. One thing I do know, it's all going to pan out. Christ knows, God knows exactly what he's doing. His timetable is right on time. He's not 1 minute, one iota late. And everything is as he has decreed. Have you ever thought about the day that Christ died? You know, do you realize the very moment that Jesus Christ said it is finished was the day that was preordained from the foundation of the world that he should die, not 1 minute before, not 1 minute after. It's right on time. And so Christ's return will be right on time, not 1 minute before and not 1 minute after. And you can get people like camping and Seventh-day Adventists and all these other people making all these predictions of the end of the world, but God's the one that's in charge of it, not man. So, I just wanted to take this night to remind us that God is in charge of all the events that are happening in our lives, even down to the most minutest things that we're experiencing, even certain pains that we have to go through, bodily pains that we have to go through. God knows the pain that we're going through. Other people around you may not know the pain you're going through. They may not have any idea of the physical discomfort that you're experiencing. But God knows. God knows. Other people around may not know the mental pain you're experiencing, but God knows. Other people may around you may not know the financial devastation you're experiencing, but God knows. Other people around you may not know the absolute sorrow and depression, spiritual depression of spirit because of family issues in your family and so on that you're experiencing, but God knows. God knows all things. And you say, well, why would God allow physical pain and financial devastation and family sorrows in the life of the elect child of God? Why would God allow it? Well, there's many reasons why God allows these things into our life. He says he's putting us through the refiner's fire. And we're going to come forth as gold. I know one thing, I'm looking forward to living in a city where there's no sin and there's no pain. I'm looking forward to that day when I no longer have any pain and I'm no longer affected by sin or sorrow, remorse, disappointment, or people who hurt me. I'm looking forward to that day, and I'm sure you are too. So let us remember that when we get discouraged, that there's a reason God is allowing us to go through these struggles and trials. And let us look toward eternity, understanding that we are pilgrims and strangers here on this earth. We have a selection. Okay, Rosette wants to sing page 44, Psalm 86. If I can find my soul. Psalm 84, page 84, 44.
Proud and alive, I will see, for by thy
thou, Lord, my merciful gracious God, thou burnest into heaven above, and now unto me thy rich grace thou bestow. Thy servant makes strong from above, the Son of thy hand redeemed by thy grace. Thy soul in fortress held thou deep, that all those who hate me may see and be shamed. My help, Lord, is strength on thee.
Dear Lord, we pray that you take this message and this time set aside to worship and honor you. We pray that you would be with us especially this week. May your word not return unto you void, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.